Vandalism. London hid its secrets well. Beneath the damp grey veil of a winter's afternoon, the city's interior life unwound as brightly as ever. The rituals interred within the heavy stone buildings remained as immutable as the bricks themselves. The city still bore the stamps of an empire fallen from grace. Its trampled grandeur, its obduracy, and, increasingly, its violence. Having survived another day of rummaging through handbags without discovering a single gun, knife, or IRA bomb, the security guards at the entrance to the National Gallery were about to console themselves with a strong cup of tea. George Stokes checked his silver pocket watch, a memento of 30 years' loyal service, and turned to his colleague.
20 to 6, he said. In another 10 minutes you can nip up and ring the bell. There won't be anyone else coming in now.
Are you sure, George? Asked the other guard. I make it nearly 1:45.
Outside, bitter December rain had begun to bluster around an almost deserted Trafalgar Square. Flumes from the great fountains spattered over the base of the towering Norwegian Christmas pine that had been erected in the centre of the piazza. The tree stood unlit, its uppermost branches twisting in the wind. The roiling, bruised sky distended over the gallery, absorbing all reflected light. The gallery was emptying out, its patrons glancing up through the doors with their umbrellas unfurled, preparing to brave the night. As the two guards compared timepieces, the entrance door was pushed inwards, and a figure appeared, carrying in a billow of rain.
"Pelting down out there," said Mr. Stokes, addressing the dripping figure. "I'm afraid we're closing in a few minutes, sir."
"Time enough for what I have in mind."
The guard shrugged. Office workers sometimes stopped by on their way home to seek solace in a single favourite painting. He took a good look at the man standing before him, and his brow furrowed in suspicion.
"Do you mind if I check inside your bag?" he asked.
The bombing campaign had made everyone warier of late. There is a mosaic set in the floor of the National Gallery.